I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Washington State's Olympic Peninsula is viewed by most as a climate refuge. A group studying the biology of big cats in the area is facing a big challenge as development of the area continues. It's closing in on prime wildlife habitat, and big cats are winding up dead. For more, we're joined on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Liza Gross, West Coast reporter for Inside Climate News that specializes in science. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
It's legal in Washington to hunt cougars, as these big cats are known in that region of the country. But according to the Olympic Cougar Project, the leading cause of death for the project's study animals is lethal removal. What exactly is that?
Yes, lethal removal is a euphemism for killing the cats for depredation. And depredation is the term wildlife agencies use when an animal like a cougar, also known as a mountain lion, kills someone's livestock and the animal is killed in return. So the cat is then killed. And on the Olympic Peninsula, this usually involves what are called hobby farm animals, like goats, chickens, llamas, ones that people just sort of keep in their backyards. And the ones that get preyed on are the ones that are left unprotected, just sort of free to roam right next to the dense forest where the big cats live.
Well, we noted it's legal in Washington to hunt cougars, but does that include, protecting my chickens that I forgot to put in their little hut overnight?
Yes, it's legal to shoot a cat if you see them in the act of sort of injuring or preying on your animal, but that's a very fuzzy category.
All right. So what are some of the things being done to protect the cougars in the Olympic Peninsula area?
Well, there are things like livestock guardian dogs. So basically these huge dogs that actually if a cat comes into the area, a big mountain lion comes into the area, the guardian dogs will chase them up a tree and protect the animals. The other thing is to use fencing that is tall enough to keep a mountain lion out and has a cougar out and has a roof. So these cats can jump about 15 feet easily. So you can't have a 3-foot fence. That won't work. And then also they're using things like hazing with rubber bullets, but they're just starting with that, so they don't really know how well that's going to really work.
The Olympic Cougar Project is a collaboration among several Native tribes. A part of Native tribe culture is to honor the land and all that inhabit the land. So what can non-Natives learn from the practices of Native tribes to better coexist?
Well, Native people in the region and other regions see these animals as relatives. And I think first and foremost, what people can do is view cougars and other large carnivores, see them as having an inherent right to exist. And I think that's been really hard for a lot of people who are moving to the area, because they move there and they don't, in some cases, even know that these animals exist there. So what the project is doing is trying to educate people about the many ways that these cats contribute to a healthy ecosystem. And research has linked cougar disappearance to biodiversity loss and decline of ecosystem health. And we all depend on healthy ecosystems.
Liza, thank you so much for joining us this afternoon and informing us about what's happening in Washington State.
I really appreciate you having me on.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours.
and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.